Hey everyone, welcome to the Just Show podcast, season two, with video on screen. What's up, co-host? Say what's up, say what's good, bruh.
What up, what up?
Yeah, long time no see, guys. I'm ready to get the season started.
Yeah, man. So I guess we will start out by explaining why we were gone for so long. College.
My shit got fucked up. My Discord crashed. I kicked my laptop off my desk.
Oh yeah, we did not edit out any of the audio on that. So it's just, and then Sam just joins in 15 minutes later. So we still got that in. That is a golden moment in the podcast. I'm not even gonna lie. Alex, how have you been doing this since we began? I guess.
I've been pretty good. I mean, college, obviously, just trying to get all the basic stuff out of the way for my major, picking up work to sort of pass the time while earning some money other than schoolwork. And really just been chilling, trying to take it a day at a time and just trying to also be proactive with the stuff that I want to do later down the road.
Mm. How about you, Jack?
Same shit, boring ass college stuff. I did buy a second. Ooh. You can call me the next Tony Hawk because I'm a skater now. So
oh shit, dude.
So
yeah, you mentioned before you were gonna skate, and I was like, wait.
Yeah, so I skate now. Fun. Besides that, just hanging out with friends, and that's about it.
Where'd you buy your skateboard from?
Some skate shop. It was $100, but I got it complete, so I didn't have to put it together myself.
Oh, okay.
True. I guess we can get started with the topics if we're all done with the pleasantries. So our first topic here today is an NBA topic. We're talking about Anthony Davis and the Lakers' recent struggles. Anthony Davis has tendonitis in his Achilles and his calf, and his injury is very I don't know, it's mysterious, which doesn't bode well for the Lakers' plans in the future as they re-sign both LeBron and AD. What do you guys think about that? Do you guys think this is more serious than what they're putting on?
No, I think they're just going to rest him as long as he wants to be rested, because at the end of the day, they're making the playoffs. So,
yeah.
As long as he's healthy in the playoffs, that's all that matters.
I think they're doing well doing well enough to make the playoffs without him, right?
Yeah. They're not going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, they're on a skid, but there's definitely not eight teams better than the Lakers without AD.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to be back before the season's over, so it's not he's not going to put into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And because he wasn't really playing last year's AD, which was kind of troubling. Obviously, LeBron was having his MVP type of season, so it didn't really matter for their win-loss record. They were first. But do you guys think the injury is going to affect him at all? Because if he was playing, let's say, 90% of what he was last year, and he comes back 80% healthy, do you think that bodes well for the Lakers?
Maybe in the short term.
Him 80% healthy is better than 90% of players anyway.
That is true.
That is true.
So it doesn't really matter, in my opinion. That and him getting hurt, KD came back from an ACL tear and he's playing really well. So the whole injury thing, in my opinion, isn't really a thing anymore, because with medicine and shit, it's so advanced that we're seeing players come back from the worst injuries, so I'm not too worried about it.
Well, with KD, it's a bit different. It was an AC. It was an Achilles tear or rupture, one of the two. But he's very he's a shooter. He's very light. He's not heavy like AD is. AD obviously is backing down. He's putting much more wear and tear on his legs. That's why I would say it could be an issue, especially if he comes back 80% of the 90% that he was. If he's not AD, if he's not AD last year, I don't see the Lakers getting to the finals. If he is, then I'm going with the Lakers. Lakers were my pick, but this definitely does scare me. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I would think that him, he is the reason they're gonna make the finals. So I agree with you that if he's ass or if he's just hurt, like they're not making the finals. But because I mean, LeBron is playing still really good, but they're still losing, right? They need AD.
Yeah.
But I will say that, like I said before, he can shoot. Like you're talking about him like backing down and shit. Like he can still shoot. He's not a one dimensional player. So let's say, for example, he can't back down as much as he can. He can still shoot, and like he's still a threat on the floor, so they can use him as bait. So he's going to make the team better regardless of how healthy he is. Him being on the court is going to make them better regardless, in my opinion.
No, I definitely see that, because especially like he definitely requires him like a defense to pay attention to him, even when he's not backing down an opponent. Because last year in the bubble, he was shooting like MJ from mid-range. So, I mean, if he comes back, that's why I said, if he comes back to that form, then I don't see the Clippers or the Jazz or the Blazers knocking him off. Mm-hmm. So, I think the Lakers are fine as long as AD is fine. If they're not telling us exactly what the injury is or how severe the injury is, then they can be in trouble. But we're going to see anyway. So, Alex, do you have anything last things to say for that topic?
If we go back to your previous question about like how good would the Lakers position be if they were to try to get him back on ASAP? Is that what the previous question was? Because I think it'd be good for him to come back soon in the short term.
Yeah, but what?
But
rush him back if you're gonna make the playoffs.
Oh yeah, then they'll make the playoffs with or without him.
If you're talking about in the short term, him being back is a good thing, right? But like, why rush him back in the short term? Like, they're gonna make it regardless. Like, let's say there's not 8 teams better, so just wait. Like, just wait until he's 100%. Like you're saying, if he's 80% of the 90% he was, but just wait until he's 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't see any point in rushing him back.
Yeah, I don't see it either. I'm just saying, like, if they choose to do so.
Then, do you think they would?
Probably not. This is, like, one of their star players. I think
they're
trying to take the long-term into consideration, so they're trying to, like, preserve his health as well as maintain it to the point where he'll be comfortable in the long-term while still playing basketball at a very high level.
All right, let me ask you a question then. I'm asking you guys, I'm going to pose a question. So everyone was talking about how last year, like, AD versus LeBron, who's, like, the clear number one? And, like, most people said LeBron when they won the championship, right? Does AD being out now and them pretty much, like, not being nearly as good prove that he was better than LeBron last season?
No, not at all. Because if there was no LeBron and it was AD, they would be a bottom feeder.
You think so?
Yeah, they.
You think if LeBron was hurt now and AD was playing, that they'd be worse than they are now?
Bro, they would literally be the Pelicans with AD.
What do you mean?
When the Pelicans had AD, they had Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday is better than Kyle Kuzma.
Was he Matthews, Marcus Gasol? Their role players on the Lakers are better than they were in the Pelicans.
Marcus Gasol, they had Wesley Matthews.
Kyle Kuzma is not ass. Like people say, he's not that bad.
Is he better than Drew Holiday?
Drew Holiday is good, but you have good players on the Lakers too. I think the Lakers
Holiday, are better. Drew Holiday is near all-star level.
So you're Drew saying Holiday. LeBron is that much better than AD that if you switch the roles, they're like completely.
If you switch the roles, they would be. Let me pull up the standings. They would be probably. They might.
No, I'm not saying the whole season. I'm saying right now. If LeBron, what if the Lakers. And, like, now the Lakers, like, where have they gone since
80? No, they wouldn't, like, lose every game and fall off. They would probably still make the playoffs because they're that far ahead. But they would be worse.
But do you know what they've gone? Like, I'm just curious. Do you know what the record is since 80's been hurt?
They lost 4 straight, and then they won 2 straight. So, 2-4, I believe.
So you
in the games that they won 2 straight, didn't Dennis Schroeder come back?
Oh yeah, he is good. Thank you, Alex.
Dennis Schroeder.
Go ahead, Jack. Timberwolves. Maybe like the Timberwolves were like shit, and then like who else did they beat? Like the Pistons or something? Like they haven't, like the two teams they beat like haven't been good. It's not like LeBron is out here like beating, you know, they're not beating like the Sixers and shit. And thank you, Alex. Dan Schroeder is good. I completely forgot about him.
Yeah, because I remember reading. Yeah,
they just lost to the Kings yesterday. So they beat the Blazers.
Okay, they're actually good.
The Warriors and the Kings.
Okay, they're okay.
They lost to the Suns. The Suns are not good.
They are a good team. They are a good team.
Okay,
they are
I thought you said they're not good. Okay, the Suns. They lost to the Jazz.
They're a really good.
They
team.
Lost to the Wizards.
Ass.
The Heat.
The
and then the Nets, conference. I believe.
Okay, so like they've lost
Nets without KD,
teams, but they've also beaten like a couple of good teams too. So like I don't know.
Yeah, I believe they're like still in the upper echelon of teams without AD. They're still probably top eight, I would say top eight.
With the two conferences.
Yeah, yeah. If you switch those roles, they would be. Probably near the bottom of the conference.
So how come when LeBron was on the Lakers before AD, they didn't make the playoffs?
Well, they had they had Lance Stephenson. They had
Lonzo Ball, who's playing well. Brandon Ingram, who's damn near an All Star.
Hey, who is playing well?
Josh Hart, he's a good role player. Lonzo Ball wasn't playing well. I mean, he wasn't playing as well as he is now, but he wasn't
He wasn't playing well last season.
Josh Hart, who's a good role player.
Good role player. At the time, he was okay.
All I'm saying is inefficient. I feel like they need each other because I kind of agree with you that like AD would not make the playoffs if LeBron wasn't on the team, but I don't think LeBron would carry the Lakers to the playoffs either if AD wasn't on the team.
Like, you got to remember when LeBron went down with that injury.
They were like fourth seed, right?
They were in fourth seed. Okay. Yeah.
If they're 0-0 and AD is not on the Lakers, but you have this same team, do you think they make the playoffs? I don't think they do.
With a 72 game season,
it's just in general. I think they need each other.
Yes. I think they'd be better
with just LeBron in the West.
The Mavericks are 8 seed, 18-16.
That's a good record. Who's the 9th
seed?
That's
just above
who's the 9th seed?
The Warriors, who are 19-17.
Yeah, they're 19-17, and they're not even in the playoffs. That's a good record.
It is a good record, but I think they would still be above 500. They were the 4th seed when you still had the Warriors were still good.
LeBron came back and they were ass. It's not like LeBron didn't play for the whole season. He came
back.
On playoff mode, and he like threw the ball off the backboard and like did all that stupid shit.
At that point, it was such a low percentage of making the playoffs that he clearly had. He wasn't playing like LeBron. Zero dark 30 mode, LeBron, 2017 LeBron. That was one of the craziest stretches of basketball I've ever seen in my life. Man, averaged like 30, 10, and 8.
But for real. Activate that mode. When he was on the Lakers the first year, and they didn't even make the playoffs, so...
I know, but, like, the percentage of them actually making the playoffs was so low that he might as well just rest and then do that. It was more, like, trying to hype up the media rather than, like, him being serious. Do you think he couldn't do it?
I don't think he makes the playoffs, just the bottom of the Lakers. With this team... Just about not making the playoffs. I think they need each other. Because, like, the Warriors are, like, 19-17, or, like, they're 19-17, and they're not in the playoffs, and that's a positive record. Compare that to the East, where LeBron's been his whole career. Like, the fourth seed in the East is, like not even 500.
Okay, but, like, look at the Warriors, right? So they're literally just – okay, so the Warriors are 19-17 with Steph,
okay.
Kelly, and then kind of a bunch of role players.
James Wiseman is good. Draymond Green is really good.
Draymond Green has been not good this year.
He fits James the Wiseman, team. Don't even act like Draymond Green.
James Wiseman, hasn't played for most of the season. Draymond Green is a good player. He's a good player, but he hasn't been good this season. He's shooting inefficiently. His assist lower, assist numbers are lower. His rebounding percentage is lower. Even he said himself he's not been playing well this season. So who's better without Curry and without Curry and without LeBron? Take LeBron off the Lakers and take Curry off the Warriors. Who's better?
Well, the Warriors have Klay Thompson, so the Warriors.
No. Well, Klay Thompson's out.
Oh, you're saying this
as season? Now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as now. Who's better without LeBron and without AD as well?
They're both ass. Off. They're both ass, but the Lakers are better.
Who's better, though? Who's better? The Lakers?
The Lakers are better. Yeah, but they're both.
Okay, so put LeBron back on that team. Would they not be better than and Steph Curry back on the Warriors? Would the Lakers not be better than the Warriors since he said LeBron supporting cast is better?
No, because Steph Curry is playing better than LeBron this year.
What? Before the stretch of losses, no. No way.
Well, before, Steph Curry was, like, in the MVP talk. So was LeBron, to be fair. But
LeBron
I think
was number
that
LeBron the Warriors, is technically the Warriors, still leading the MVP conversation.
MVP is the MVP. What?
No, after I'm saying in the official MVP ladders, LeBron is still first.
We know he's not going to win it, though.
I'm not saying he is. I would still go with Joel Embiid. But if the Lakers start playing better, I would give it to LeBron just because he plays in a better conference. Joel Embiid has had good performances. Yes.
All right, this is besides the point. This is a different conversation. But, like, I think that – I mean, I agree with you that, like, Embiid is, like, in a worse conference and, like, he's going to have better numbers. But, like, I just think LeBron not making the playoffs in the West, like, really hurt the idea of him being able to carry a team in the West, in my opinion. Because – and then AD came, and then they were good, right? There hasn't been a year of LeBron in the West without another star. And there never will be.
Well, that's true, but we haven't had a full, healthy LeBron season in the West.
That's true. That's also a good point.
Without AD. So, I mean, we're probably not going to see that. We're not going to see that because both AD and LeBron are locked up. But – yeah, so we'll never see that. What's up?
LeBron's probably about to retire before AD, right? And I don't see AD leaving the Lakers. So I'd be interested to see how they're going to do post-LeBron retirement. How good the Lakers are going to be. Because that's when we're really going to find out how good AD is as, like, a star. Because, like, if LeBron retires and AD still carries the Lakers to the playoffs, then, like, it's a whole different conversation. So...
oh, yeah. Well, there's so many factors that go into that. Like, if they get another star... but yeah, I can see that. Okay, are we done with the Lakers? AD is young. AD, I believe is 27.
So let's say LeBron. Okay, so even if LeBron retires in like 5 years, AD's still going to be like 32, which is still like a good age. So we'll see.
AD is 27.
We can move on, by the way. I just think it's interesting.
No, I see.
I hate the Lakers, so.
Okay, I guess staying in the West, we're on to Damian Lillard. Apparently, because Damian Lillard hit that clutch shot a couple of nights ago, there's this notion that Lillard is more clutch than Curry. I mean, there is an argument to be made, but what do you guys think?
I mean, he's the only player besides Michael Jordan to, like, win two. I saw this on, like, some tweets, so I could be wrong, but, like.
No, you're right. You're
pretty
right.
Pretty sure they said that, like, he's, like, the only player besides Michael Jordan to, like, win two playoff series is, like, with, like, a buzzer beater, right? Or, like, mm-hmm. a game winner. So, automatically, that, like, puts, in my opinion, Lillard above Curry, because I can't remember a single Curry moment in the playoffs that was, like, super clutch. When they came back against the Thunder in that 3-1 series, it was Klay Thompson. And then after that, they choked to the Cavs, so that wasn't very clutch. And then they got KD. So I don't really remember a moment of Curry being clutch, like, in the playoffs.
Well, when we look at the numbers, comparing them, it's clearly Curry because Lillard has been known to do well in the beginning of the playoffs, but start to choke later into the playoffs.
What are the numbers that you're looking at?
Huh?
What statistic are you looking at?
Just field goal percentage in the fourth quarter. In playoff games.
Can't you make the argument that, like, the Warriors are a better team, so they give Curry better opportunities versus, like, the Blazers, who, like, give the ball to Lillard and make him take, like, a fucking step.
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. When the Warriors played the Blazers in the Western Conference Finals, It was straight up Lillard, McCollum versus Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. And he choked, clearly. He was shooting below 38% from the field.
Is that a choke or is that just a bad series? Like, isn't there a difference?
Well, in the they were up 17 in three straight games and lost all three of them.
Okay, he choked.
That's a choke, right? Against the Pelicans.
But that's one series. The two series already won, though.
Yeah. Let me keep going. I got more. The series against the Pelicans, they were clearly favored. It was literally just AD and Drew, right? And they swept the Blazers, who were a 3 seed that year. Choke? No choke.
I don't think that's a choke. I think it is a difference. I think you can have a bad series and lose. I think a choke is when you're up. Like, you said, like, the Warriors are up, or the Blazers are up, and they lost. That's a choke. But, like, if you just play bad and you lose, that's not choking. You just played a bad series. There's a difference, in my opinion.
Well, when there's expectation to win and you lose, is that not a choke?
How high were the expectations for the Blazers?
They were a third seed. They were third seed. They were third or second, one of the two.
Okay.
And no,
let me ask you a question then. So let's say you're playing, like, let's say Russell Wilson's playing, right? And they're playing a football game, and he plays a bad game, right? He throws like two picks, and they lose, right? That's a loss. But them going against the Patriots, and he threw the pick in the end zone, that's a choke. There's a difference, right? Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, see, like, when I say choke, I mean, like, you had expectations. Like, no, you had expectation to win, and then you just didn't. You were supposed to win, you didn't, right? He was supposed to run the ball, but they didn't run the ball, right?
So did the Warriors choke when they lost to the Raptors? Because the Warriors were the better team.
Well, those are different circumstances, because KD was out, Klay Thompson was out. How is that the same circumstance? With context, no.
Klay Thompson played into the last game.
Yeah, I know. They were going to win that game. If Klay Thompson didn't get injured, they would have won that game. And they would have went to game 7. And if Klay Thompson was healthy, I would have picked the Warriors to win game 7.
I mean, we'll never know. So that's kind of like a weird argument. Like, I see what you're saying.
I know. But since
is that not a choke, though? Because the Warriors were favored, though.
The Warriors were favored with the expectation they said KD was going to come back game 2, right?
Okay.
He did. He got injured. They thought Klay Thompson was going to be healthy all series. Mm-hmm. He got injured. So with context, no, it's not a choke.
All right. Two-part question.
Okay.
Curry and Klay versus the Raptors. No KD. They're still better team than the Raptors, right?
Yes.
I think everyone would agree with that. Okay, they were already losing to the Raptors before Klay Thompson got hurt. They were down in the series. They were not up in the series, and then he got hurt, and then they lost. They were already losing. So they were already on the way. They were already on the way to choking. Him getting hurt was just like the exclamation point on them losing. But they were not up before he got hurt.
Well, it was 3-2, though.
They were still losing, though. It was 3-2 Raptors,
It was
3-2 Raptors. It was 3-2 Raptors, and the Warriors were up big. And then Klay Thompson got hurt. They lost.
Yeah. All right, but you were talking about, like, CJ and Dame, blah, 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 blah. They lost, blah, 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 right? But, I mean, you can't say that's the Warriors losing is not a choke, but the Blazers losing is a choke. By your argument, they're both chokes. They both lost. They both had expectations.
It's not a choke because with context, right? You take Klay and KD out, they're losing. If you had Klay and Steph versus the Raptors, it would have. We all knew that was going to be a close series. We were not like, oh, the Warriors are going to win in 4. No one thought that. They were favored slightly. There's a difference between that and a third seed playing the Pelicans when DeMarcus Cousins got injured. So they had no DeMarcus Cousins.
All right. You make a good point, and I agree with you. But to counter, to keep this conversation going, because I actually agree with you, but to play devil's advocate, and then Alex can jump in after I say this, but you're talking about context. Context obviously matters. but you're not giving any context to the Blazers. I'm sure Damian Lillard was not the only reason the Blazers lost to the Pelicans. I'm sure CJ McCollum probably played bad. Their bench probably played like shit. So you can't like you can't simplify Lillard losing to the Pelicans as a choke, but then give all this
against the Pelicans or situation. When he choked against the Warriors.
Either one, I don't remember. But all I'm saying is you can't like simplify one without simplifying the other. You can't give context to one without giving context to the other.
Well, against the Warriors, at least CJ McCollum was on a tear. Like he was playing out of his mind. He was playing great. Okay. That whole playoff series, he was playing really good.
I do remember that.
Against the Pelicans, he was good, not great. Compared to Lillard's bad.
Right, but Lillard's not the only reason they lost those games.
I know, but in the NBA, it's about stars, right? It's about stars. We're talking about stars here, right? In the NBA, we're talking about stars. So when your star plays...
We are comparing two, Curry and Lillard. And, like, you made a good point. Yeah, Curry and Lillard. And I agree with you. So, like, I'm just going to play devil's advocate. Like, you have to... Mm-hmm. Lillard's not the only... Like, you're talking about stars, but, like... If you go more in depth, I'm sure there are other reasons that the Blazers lost. You know what I mean? Like Lillard didn't take every shot and like miss all of them. I'm sure like their bench probably played like shit or something. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. There's more context you have to give to the Blazers if you're gonna give that same context to like the Warriors situation.
No, I definitely see that. But like in the NBA, when 50% of your points, right? Because CJ and Lillard average around 50 together. 50% of your points come from two players. When that's the case, if one player plays really poorly, you're bound to lose. So he didn't fulfill his job. Well, not if the other player plays extremely well.
If the other player, if that's the case, if the other player.
Step up, though, like, on the bench, you're saying like someone on the bench can't come and like drop like 25?
No, yeah, they can. Yes. But go ahead, Alex. Go ahead, Alex.
I was about to say, like, to your point, if two players average 50, like, 25 points each, and, like, one person doesn't really play as well, that doesn't mean they're going to lose, but their probability of losing just increases. That doesn't mean they're going to lose.
Sure. Yeah, so you can't count on a role player to fulfill that star role for the entirety of a series. It happens from game to game, but from a series standpoint where you have to win four games in the span of 2 weeks, you have to rely on those stars. If a star doesn't play well in the playoffs, like Tracy McGrady never won one playoff series. It's the same kind of thing. If he doesn't step, if your stars don't step up in the playoffs, you're bound to lose.
Yeah, unless you're like, yeah, no, I mean, there's probably some outliers. But
unless you're the Warriors and have four of those stars, then it's a difference. But when
Warriors like Spurs, you have just like a really good overall team. Mm-hmm. But
All right.
I mean, I agree with you. Curry's probably better. It's just Lillard has more of those like moments that you see on like Instagram and like TikTok.
Yes.
Just, like, Yeah,
Curry, I think we can all leave this conversation saying that Curry is definitely a better player or overall player than Dame.
Yeah. Yeah,
but Dame
for sure.
Just like, Dame just has like those like ice cold like...
Yes, he does. Dame is a savage. You can't take that away from him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I've been high on Lillard for a long time. So this is not Lillard slander. Like, I like Lillard, but
yeah,
he's not as good as Curry. And that's
than Kyrie.
It's not even close. Then who?
Kyrie.
Yes, he's better. Yes, he's better than Kyrie.
So is he the second best point guard in the NBA in your opinion, behind Steph?
Yeah, it goes Steph, Lillard, probably Kyrie third.
Kyrie.
No, if we're putting Harden in there, are we putting Harden or Kyrie? If it's Harden as point guard, then it's Curry, Harden, Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kyrie's fourth.
Yeah. He's playing shooting guard now. Yeah. But if Harden is... I'm taking Harden as a point guard because it makes Bradley Beal the best shooting guard in the league. So I'll take that.
Or Donovan. Actually.
Donovan Mitchell's close, but it's definitely Beal.
Yeah. All right.
Any closing thoughts?
hope the Blazers do well because I want to see a small market team win and not the fucking Lakers again. Or the Nets who have, like, the Nets who are fucking bitches. I'm about to go off right now. KD was like, all right, I'm about to leave the Warriors and build my own legacy. So then he goes to fucking Brooklyn, gets Kyrie, and then James Harden fucking joins him. His legacy's fucking tainted, right? All right, Kyrie was like, all right, I'm about to fucking leave the Cavs and make my own team. Goes to Suggs, he fucking sucks. And he runs back to the fucking the best player in the league, arguably Kevin Durant. And then James Harden can't do fucking shit on the Rockets. So he's like, all right, I'm about to go to the fucking East, which is easier, and join two stars. Like, they all are fucking bitches. Like, you can't win on your own. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, that's fucking, that's so fucking stupid. Like, no one is ever going to respect KD, ever. He doesn't have, if he wins, he's not going to have one championship. Like, that's actually legit. Like, how, no one can be like, oh, KD is, like, blah, blah. He's not clutch. He's had, like, amazing players every season. You could argue that he's the best player on those teams, but, like, it's fucking lame, bro. It's so fucking
lame. There's definitely an argument to be made about KD's legacy having a lot of asterisks on there. Asterisks.
Oh, none of them do shit on their own. None of them.
So you don't think KD can be the best player on a championship team without star help?
I mean, they had Westbrook, who was actually pretty good, and they fucking showed 3-1 to the Warriors. That was his opportunity to prove that he was good. And then he fucking lost and then went to the Warriors. So clearly he doesn't have confidence in himself.
Yeah, he went to the Warriors. Like,
after he lost to them.
Yeah, 3-1, right?
He would have been like, all right, 3-1. Yeah. If he's confident, like, all right, bet. I'm fucking the best player in the league. I'm about to, you know, like, go, and then I'm going to, like, win. Like, he didn't, though. Kawhi, right? People talk about Kawhi going to L.A. Kawhi went to the fucking Raptors. No one thought the Raptors were going to be good, and he fucking won. So whatever you want to say about Kawhi, that is what you, like, that's the counter to that. If Kawhi ends up winning this year, so what? He won with the fucking shit team. He won the Raptors. LeBron, yeah, he has won with, like, the big three, but he took the Cavs to the finals who are fucking dog shit, and he took them to the finals multiple years, so I'm not going to hold that against LeBron. But KD has never done shit. Harden has never done shit. None of them have been to the finals on their own, right?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they came close. Maybe like second round. Harden lost them. Yeah.
With
Harden. Harden has been in the conference finals. Kyrie's been to the finals with LeBron. KD, furthest he's made was the finals with Westbrook and Harden.
You're on the... Kyrie got hurt on the Celtics, and they got farther with him out. The next year when he came back, they were worse with him. So clearly he is not a leader, in my opinion. So I think it's fucking lame. I hate this whole, like... bro, it's happening in all sports, bro. Like, fucking... We see fucking Russell Wilson's about to, like, demand a trade or some shit. Like,
oh, yeah. Saying he's gonna I mean,
trade. Is he demanding? Russell Wilson?
The team's demanding it. He's like... His entourage is like, we're not happy with the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
Think he's going to get traded, but I'm just starting to see a pattern of, like, players not taking the easy way out and, like, joining up with, like, super teams and just, like, destroying everyone.
So you're more for, like, owners' power rather than player power?
No, I mean, I don't like the whole, like, where's the slave? I don't... This is a tricky argument because you can talk about, like, the whole, like, in my opinion, if you sign a contract with a team, you can demand a trade. But in my opinion, it's morally wrong for you to sit out. You can demand a trade, but in my opinion, you should still play. I don't think.
Okay,
it's
so
fair.
This is more on the Draymond thing. Okay, so do you think it's fair? Do you think it's fair for teams to sit players when they're about to trade them?
No.
So you think it's unfair both ways?
Yeah, because, like, if you sit a player, you're hurting their trade value. So you're hurting their future. A player, like, is hurting the team that he is getting paid millions of dollars to play for by sitting out.
Well, it's different for teams, because teams, they don't want, like, so let's look AD, at the Blake Griffin.
People forget that AD sat out that season before he got traded to the Lakers. I think
yeah, he sat out.
That's, like, what, like, why he's sitting out. Like, You're getting paid so much money to play. Like, just play, like, 50%, bro. You don't have to try your hardest. But don't, like, sit out. Like, you're collecting a free check, and, like, you're letting your team down. It's super lame. I think it's super lame. But don't, like, sit out. Like, you're collecting a free check, and, like, you're letting your team down. It's super lame. I think it's super lame.
Okay, but you said a team, right? sits players down, which hurts their trade value.
Do I think the team is right to do that? Yes. Do I think it's scummy? Yes, I do.
There's an argument to be made that it keeps their trade, because like the reason so with the Blake Griffin situation, they're sitting him right now because they don't want to see, they don't want other teams to see how fucking bad he is.
Right.
He's been terrible this season. So okay. They're sitting him.
It's a mutual agreement though, isn't it? Didn't he want to sit too?
No, he wants to play. He wants to play.
He wants to play?
Yeah.
It's scummy, but at the end of the day, he's on a contract. So they can do like, when you sign a contract, you honor the contract.
Mm-hmm. Well, the collective bargaining agreement allows for players to do this. So technically, the owner signed that contract as well.
Because they don't want another fucking lockout.
So the owners would cause a lockout then?
I see what you're saying. The owners agreed to the players being able to do that.
Yeah. So you said another lockout.
I don't think they should have done that. I don't think the owners should have agreed to that. I think they signed it because they didn't want a lockout. Because when you don't sign the agreement, it leads to a lockout, right? I think the owners want to make money at the end of the day, so they're not making any money if there's a lockout, right? So like, fuck it, we'll just make some money, we'll sign this. I'm sure the owners weren't happy about signing that. I don't think, for the health of the NBA, I don't think it's a good thing. Because there's no fucking parity. This is why no one cares about the regular season. This is why the regular season ratings are down, in my opinion, because no matter how good, like, the Sixers are playing, I think it's all a mutual agreement between anyone who's, like, an actual NBA fan that the Nets are going to make the finals. So, like, people are like, why would I watch this if we all know the Nets are going to get the finals anyway?
Well, on the ratings thing, if we go to that, it's a whole different story. Parity, actually, in the NBA has existed, and that's when the ratings dip. So, the ratings all-time high.
Michael Jordan was playing, the ratings were ass?
No. When Michael Jordan, in the beginning, yeah. But at his peak, when everyone knew Bulls are making the finals, winning the finals, those were when the ratings were at an all-time high. They neared that when they had the 2016 Warriors, when everyone knew Warriors were going to make the finals, Cavs are going to make the finals, and then the Warriors won 73 games. So parity. So when owners look at this, right, and owners of small teams are probably for you, and you said you've been an advocate for small market teams, right? But for big market teams who are easily able to get those free agents, right?
That's true.
It's better for them, and the ratings increase.
Yeah, the big market teams are going to draw the ratings. I guess I just want more teams to be good.
That makes sense. For like more avid NBA fans, that's what we want to see. But like for the casuals, they want to see, can Steph Curry score 60 and KD score 50? Stuff like that, you know?
That's true.
Who in reality would want to see the Utah Jazz versus the Milwaukee Bucks finals? Seriously, come on now. Only NBA fans would love to see that, like real NBA fans. But like a casual fan, they probably don't even know who Donovan Mitchell is, you know?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's probably a stretch, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But don't you think that more teams being good would lead to them getting more fans because they're like playing well in the playoffs and like, oh shit, I didn't know about this guy. And he's playing hella good on this small team I didn't know about. Let me start following him. And that would lead to more fans being spread around the league to more different teams and then higher ratings for everyone.
Well, because the NBA, unlike the NFL, is all about players, right? And when the players run the league. The players run the league, right? So the biggest players have the most influence. So when a casual, the NBA is always targets number one, the first person they target is a casual fan, right? And they're going to throw LeBron. They're going to throw KD. They're going to throw Kyrie. They're going to throw Curry. That's who they're going to throw at them in their faces. And that's who they want to be on their screen at all times.
Don't you think that them being on different teams would lead to more fans watching different teams so that those fans become fans of different teams? Like, if Kyrie was on the Celtics, Harden was on the Rockets, KD's on the Nets, that's three different teams that are now relevant versus, like, one, which is now. Don't you think more fans would watch those different teams versus now they're on like all on like three teams, so they only watch those three teams.
See, the reason I'm saying this is because, like you said, they're watching three teams, right?
Okay.
When those big markets make the most money, right? They like when eyes are on the Lakers, that's when the NBA makes the most money. So let's just say Steph Curry was on the Jazz, take off Donovan Mitchell, right? Let's say Steph Curry's on the Jazz. That's not going to increase their ratings the same as the Lakers would, because the Lakers have, not only are they in LA, but they have their storied franchise.
You know what I'm saying? Don't think small market teams can become big market teams? Like, you think
no, not at all. It is how it is.
Yeah, so don't you think that if small market teams had more star players, more fans would watch them, which would lead them to becoming big market teams, which would then lead to them getting ratings? You see what I'm saying?
See, that sounds good in theory, right? But like the level of increase that would happen from the Utah Jazz being good and the Lakers being good is different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if the Lakers are here and the Jazz are here, now the Jazz are here, now you have them on equal footing, right? Versus how it's like this now.
But interest with from the Jazz and the Lakers would never be the same. Even if the
Jazz, it would be higher. Like you don't think
it would be higher than it is now. But still not the Lakers, though. If the Lakers retained AD, they would still be more relevant.
You think the Lakers' ass are more relevant than, like,
the Spurs? The Knicks have been relevant for the past 30 years, and they haven't been good since then.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, sure.
So, yeah. You guys want to talk about the All-Star teams? They just got announced.
I mean, sure. You actually going to watch that?
Am I going to watch it? Yeah.
I think it's going to be dry, though. There's no fans, right?
Yeah, they're into fans, but, you know, still want to see the All-Stars, you know.
That's true.
To your point, Jack, about how small teams can become, like, sort of high-interest, high-market areas, that's kind of what we saw, or that's kind of what we're seeing with Giannis and Kevin Garnett back in the day.
And fucking LeBron on the Cavs, dude. No one
exactly,
gave a fuck about
exactly.
The Cavs until LeBron made the Cavs. And then they became relevant. And now people are Cavs fans. So, like, that's why I think that if, like, you take a bunch of good players and you spread them around the league, there's more interest in these small, like, in these teams. Like, LaMelo on the Hornets is making them relevant. I guarantee there are more Hornets fans now than there have ever fucking been since, like, maybe, like, prime Kemba. Just because LaMelo is, like,
yeah, you're probably right. I mean, thankfully, we are in a good position in the league where it's to that case. There are a lot of good teams on a lot of good players on different teams from both conferences. Like Embiid on the Sixers, obviously
but
LeBron.
But LaMelo is not gonna, yeah, but no one ever. No, LaMelo is not going to win shit. Like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and a lot of the priority for most of these teams or smaller market teams is just to sell tickets and seats.
Yeah, which is why like. In my opinion, big players going to small teams is better for everyone. Because like Lohei said, the big teams are going to be relevant regardless, right? So when you have big name players going to small market teams, it lifts everyone up. Because the Lakers are here. Let's say like the Kings are like here, right? Lakers here. But like if James Harden went to the Kings, the Lakers are not going to dip that much, but the Kings are going to go up way more.
Yeah.
Now you have
two
teams that are in like a good position, which is why I think that like players congregating is like a bad thing in the long run because what happens when let's say like in 10 years, right? When like KD, Kyrie, and Harden are all retired and the Nets are like ass, hypothetically, like do you think people are going to be Nets fans or do you think people are only Nets fans because of like the bandwagon effect of like them being on the team? Because like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think when you draft a player, you grow that player through the small market, or you trade for a big name player to a small market team, you build like a loyal fan base. Versus like, in my opinion, like the Warriors are not nearly as popular as they were 4 years ago. And there are less Warriors fans now, I guarantee it, because of the fact that they're like not nearly as good as they were.
I feel that. Obviously for us avid NBA fans, that's like the perfect future. But I don't see that happening ever because it makes more money for the league for the best players to be in the biggest markets. It just does.
Yeah.
Yeah. For short term, yeah. It would have to be like years and years and years of like small market teams getting really good players and building up to like have that be a benefit. And like the league is not going to take L's like financially for that long to like wait for that to happen.
Yeah. Okay, so the All-Star teams, they were just picked by LeBron and KD. I only have the starters pulled up here, but they should come up soon, the full rosters. Oh, they did. Okay, so on Team LeBron, it is Giannis, Curry, Doncic, Jokic, Lillard, Simmons, Paul, Jaylen Brown, Paul George, DeMontis Sabonis, and Rudy Gobert. Yeah. And then on the other side for Team Durant, it is Kyrie Irving, Joel Embiid, Kawhi Leonard, Bradley Beal, Jason Tatum, James Harden, Devin Booker, Zion Williamson, Zach LaVine, Julius Randle, Nikola Vucevic, and Donovan Mitchell.
That's a lot of big scores. Which is funny because
Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert were the last two picks. So going off of what we were saying before about small market teams, kind of saw that in the draft. But what do you guys think of the teams?
The best market team in the West, too, which is so wild. The best team in the West, and no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Well, I think
but anyways, what do you guys think of the team?
There are a lot of scorers on Team Durant.
Yes, there are. There are a lot of scorers. They're more guard heavy.
Yes.
Which is funny. Because the last pick, when it was Donovan and Gobert, Kevin Durant was like, I need someone who can actually get a bucket, and then picked Donovan Mitchell. So, I mean, we're here for Rudy Gobert slander. So we're all good.
I think the real conversation is who's winning in the 2v2, Jack Harlow and fucking Quavo, or 2 Chainz and Little Baby. Who do you got in that? That's fuck the real All-Star game I want to talk about.
Let me take Quavo, bro.
Yeah,
Jack Harlow, bro. Jack Harlow plays like he's Shaq, but is like 6'2".
Dude, I got Quavo. I mean, 2 Chainz is like 6'5", but like, nah, Quavo, fucking Jack Harlow all the way.
Quavo's money from three, dude.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You have the perimeter shooter Quavo and Jack Harlow in the paint.
Yes, sir.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, bro. No, but real talk, though.
I'm going to go with 2 Chainz, though. I'm going to go with 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz? That is a good...
It's Little Baby, right? It's Little Baby is his partner, right? Or am I wrong about that?
Yeah, Little Baby. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. 2 Chainz is like 6'5", but like he's also like 45 years old, so give me Quavo. Back to the All-Star game, though, I don't really care, to be honest, but I will say that if they play defense like they did last year, it's going to be lit. But I don't think they're going to do that because players have already come out and said they don't care.
The All-Star game is just basically like to draw in interest from all levels of NBA.
It's for the fans.
Exactly.
We all agree that it's a bad idea to have it, though.
This year?
In terms of like COVID and like having it in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, this year? Yeah. I don't think they should add it. Or they should have had like some small thing, like just like...
like a 2v2
kind of like that. What they did. Yeah, like that. I was about to say kind of what they did like virtually. Like, remember when they were doing like the knockout like stuff, but just do that in like a closed stadium. But you know, it's whatever. I do believe actually there will be fans. Actually, I think there will be fans.
Was the NBA like trying to get the season posted or something? Like, I don't understand. Like, this is such
I think
a short.
It was like 7,500.
Like, let's have an All-Star game where players from all across the country come together.
No, there won't.
With in Atlanta, which is like COVID just doesn't exist in Atlanta, I guess, because there are no restrictions there. So you know, players are about to be getting lit. So we got lit players flying from across the country, and then they fly back to all their teams afterwards.
After getting lit.
So I think it's just an L waiting to happen. All for like a kind of boost in ratings, which isn't even going to be that big because like it's like one day versus like three, and the players have already said they aren't going to try. Like the big players, they aren't going to try. So like I don't see a point in having the All-Star game. But yeah, that's just my opinion. Don't you guys think for like the All-Star game to be cool? I was thinking about this. I think they should add like a special thing into the game, like for it to be more exciting.
Like what they did last year?
Well, that or like a 4-point line, or like behind half court, it's like 5 points.
Oh, they've like experimented with that with the celebrity All-Star game, because I know they had the 4-point shot thing. So I mean, I think they're gonna slowly implement some stuff like that.
I think that would be cooler. They're just having like a normal game.
Cause like when the all like early mid 2000s was like the kind of the end of like the All-Star game that we want to see, like players like really taking it seriously. Yeah. And that's obviously because of A, the Spurs resting and the Spurs being good, and B, it just makes no sense to like try. So, I mean, if they do add like stuff what they did last year, like where charity money is involved and these players want to get that money out there and their name attached to it, then I think players will definitely start trying again. And it will be a more enjoyable game to watch.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch the 2v2, though, because I got fucking Quavo all the way. He's fucking nasty from three, like Alex said. And it's his hometown of Atlanta, so he's about to fucking cook it. He's putting on for the city, all right?
Oh, yes, so, sir.
All that matters. All that matters. But any more topics, or was that the last one?
We kind of talked about the NBA, like, the entire time.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Well, your red are fucking freaking me out. It looks like there's hell just like opening up under your bed.
This
pulsating.
Rose Tomorrowland under his bed, yo.
We can switch it up to football if you guys are down for that.
There's not really like hot football news aside from like.
I can make it hot though. But how much time are we at right now?
We're at 52:32.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's go like half an hour longer.
Okay.
All right, I'm about to be juicy right now. Bro, I was so fucking wrong about the Buccaneers, bro. I said they're about to be like ass, and then I'm about to win the fucking Super Bowl. I was so fucking wrong, bro. They fucking won the Super Bowl. Pull the tape, bro. What did I say, like 8-8 or some shit?
I think you said 7-9.
I was so wrong, bro. Bro, they won the Super Bowl.
So is this your public apology?
Apology ass. No, I mean, bro, the fucking Chiefs offensive line owes fucking Patrick Mahomes a public apology, bro. They didn't do
that
fucking
fact.
Shit.
That is fact.
Bro, that
Mahomes
shit was so
getting
dry.
Fucking destroyed out there.
What did I tell you? I walked like 5 miles for fucking wings, bro, because I'm in fucking Harrisonburg, Virginia. I was like, I'm going to find some fucking wings, bro, because I'm excited for the Super Bowl. It was so fucking dry, bro. That show was over by, like, the first quarter, bro. I was so bored, bro. I was watching with my roommate. He was on his fucking phone, bro. He wasn't even, like, paying attention to the game. It was so dead, bro. It wasn't interesting at all. The best part was the halftime show.
Yeah.
Okay. Halftime show was like good. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
One thing, though, about the Chiefs is that well, I think it's kind of a given. Patrick Mahomes' play during the Super Bowl, like, the Chiefs are going to have a good quarterback for, like, close to 10 years forever with success, like, large amounts of success.
They're going to be good for a while. They have everyone signed. They have
Kelsey.
Is
this not a Seahawks situation, though? And everyone's like, "Well, that's different." Good, like 6 years, and they were asked like immediately after.
Well, it's different because Pete Carroll wanted to go the Russell Wilson show rather than the defense show. Because the reason they were good is because of their defense, right? Mm-hmm. So they pretty much gave up on their defense and were like, "Okay, Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson." The Chiefs, however, are all about the Patrick Mahomes show, and that will remain for as long as he's there. It's not going to go away, you know.
And they didn't they win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the year before that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not really like a Seahawks situation just because they went back-to-back appearances in the Super Bowl. They just lost
the Seahawks. What's up with the Seahawks, though?
Well, that's what the Seahawks did. The Seahawks did that, too.
They beat the Broncos.
You're right.
And then lost to the Patriots.
They didn't make it after that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's different because they're offensive-heavy, and they want to remain offensive-heavy when the Seahawks were defensive-heavy, but they wanted to become offensive-heavy, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I just said that for conversation, but I agree. Because it's, like, come out since then, and, like, all these players on the Seahawks said that, like, after Pete Carroll, like, called that play, they all, like, gave up on him as a coach. It killed the locker room. And I don't think Andy Reid is, like, I don't think the locker room has, like, lost faith in Andy Reid.
No, yeah, definitely not.
So, like, I think it's a different situation, like you said.
I think what they're going to try to do is take as much liberties with Mahomes' athleticism and just, like, his playmaking ability right now while he's, like, still younger, while as he's like maturing, he'll make like more football IQ decisions, sort of become more of a team leader as they start to build more key pieces on the defensive side later on in Mahomes' career. You see where I'm going with
this? I mean, Aaron Rodgers still continues to do Aaron Rodgers things, you know? And if anything, he's gotten better than he has.
Don't you think relying on his athleticism is just like setting him up for failure, like in terms of injuries, like in the long run? Like the reason Brady's so good is because
that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying. Aaron Rodgers has still been able to do that. So if he takes an Aaron Rodgers type of trajectory, then he can do this for quite a while.
But he never won. Aaron Rodgers never won.
He's won a Super Bowl.
He hasn't won. Yeah, I know. But you're talking about the Chiefs beat. Like, when you say prolonged success, do you mean like multiple Super Bowls or just like being good?
I meant, so for quarterback play, because you said he could risk injury, right? But for quarterback play, he can continue to be good. It's not like the Packers are bad because Aaron Rodgers is bad.
That's true.
You know? Yeah.
That's true. I just think it's interesting that the GOAT quarterback is like also the most unathletic quarterback. Versus like all these athletic quarterbacks like don't win anything. So I just think it's interesting. When Alex said like rely on his athleticism, like, but it's never like worked. Like when Russell Wilson won, he was a like, game manager, and then like Brady's won everything else, and like he's unathletic, and like Eli Manning isn't athletic either. And neither is like Drew Brees.
Well, I mean, it has worked in the past before. I mean, if you look at the early quarterbacks, Joe Namath was pretty athletic for his time. We look at Warren Moon. We look at Dante Culpepper. These are quarterbacks who were pretty athletic. What's his fucking name? Randall Cunningham. He was good.
He didn't win a Super Bowl.
I believe he won.
He won a Super Bowl?
No, he didn't. Actually, no. Dante didn't win any because I remember the Eagles just won their first Super Bowl. So he hasn't won any, but the reason it hasn't worked in the past is because offensive coordinators didn't really know how to use athletic quarterbacks as they do now. Because give Lamar Jackson to, like, if he was on San Francisco, they would have won that Super Bowl by far. The only reason they lost is because Jimmy Graham is an unathletic, well, he's athletic. Garoppolo, I mean. He's okay, but he's just not a good thrower. Compared to Lamar,
who's a really good. They beat the Patriots, so Nick Foles is athletic and they won.
You said Nick Foles is what?
Not athletic. He wasn't
athletic. Well, yeah, I'm not saying you can't win with an unathletic quarterback, but I'm saying to say you can't win because they're an unathletic quarterback is pretty ludicrous.
I guess, but do you think Kyler Murray's ever going to win a Super Bowl?
In Arizona? He can. If they build a good team, yeah. I don't see why not.
True.
You don't
Who's
see
like
it?
The best young out? I mean, he could. Like, that's a chance. I think Lamar wins one before Kyler.
I mean, Because Kyler has a team around him, like an offense around him that he can do anything. They can run the ball, and he has D-Hop. So, and then when it's looking at the Ravens, they don't really have a number one wide receiver. So, I mean, we're projecting like 10, 20 years, so we can't really tell. But, you know.
Are there any young quarterbacks right now who aren't athletic?
Who aren't athletic?
Well, the ones who kind of like aren't really like athletic by like NFL standards are more, they're like older and more pocket passer type.
That's what I'm saying. Are there any like young quarterbacks who are like unathletic? No, right? They're all athletic, aren't they? Like they all scramble and shit?
I mean, starting?
Yeah, like starting.
Like starting quarterbacks? Okay. Because I was about to say Josh Rosen, but yeah, I would say Sam Darnold's athletic, Josh Allen's athletic, Lamar's
Herbert is athletic as well.
Herbert.
What about Daniel Jones? So
everyone who's young can do both. Daniel Jones, he's pretty fast. I mean, he stumbled and tumbled on that fucking 90-yard run, but he can run, though.
He got there.
Huh? Yeah. He got there. Not many. Yeah. Tom Brady would have never done that in his life. No way. No.
I'm just curious if like the if it's like the end of unathletic quarterbacks.
It's like they're starting to become more of one because Lamar is like extremely athletic but not the greatest passer, while Josh Allen is pretty athletic but a really good passer. So there's different archetypes that we're seeing. Like before, it used to be you're either a pocket passer or a runner. Now they're starting to mix in between, which, yeah. I mean, it makes for more exciting quarterbacks. So,
besides like Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck. Low-key, Andrew Luck could low-key move. I mean, he just retired.
Oh, Andrew Luck could move. Yeah.
I didn't really get to see him, but he's like ahead of the curve because he got drafted in like 2012 before like the shit really like popped off. But he could low-key move pretty well. He was ahead of the game.
Yeah. But he was.
I just want to see, like, a cerebral ass, like, I'm not going to move at all. I'm a turret, but I'm just going to, like, cook you up, like, mentally. But I don't think it's going to happen.
I mean, there's some, like, Dwayne Haskins, right? He can run, but he just refused to. So there's quarterbacks like that.
Fuck Dwayne Haskins.
He's atrocious. But, I mean, he was a former starting quarterback, so... The Washington football team, another miss.
Shut up.
Another miss.
Oh, yes, what another do you mean? One. We got the goat from ODU. What's his name?
You should know. Taylor Heineke.
He missed, bro. He missed. What do you mean? He's the future NFL.
That was crazy. That was literally.
Tell me how Washington was the closest to being the Buccaneers of any team, though. Isn't that kind of wild?
To beating the Bucs. Heineke was better than Breeze, Rodgers, and Mahomes played better than all three of them. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's going to work.
That's my guy. My guy. Yeah. Where are we at right now? We're at 103.
Where are we at? We said 9. So we got 15 more minutes. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Smaller topic.
Wait, Alex, you had a question.
Oh, yeah.
I got you, Alex.
I mean, I did have a question, but, like, it's not the most... It's kind of a weird question, but I was talking about this with Jack as I was on my break with work, and we were just, like, talking back and forth, and, like, I had this epiphany, like, a couple days ago where I was just... like bullshitting, like daydreaming as usual, and I came up with something like, what's something, like, because everybody uses the internet every day all the time, that's like no secret, so what's like one internet or people, what's one thing that people do on the internet that's like sort of taboo but no one really like talks about it?
Taboo. What does taboo mean again? Like, not like you don't do that in public. Like, what is taboo?
Something that is frowned upon.
Yeah, I was about to say
being porn. Fucking I mean, racist. That's really the
only thing. I mean, like,
racist, bro.
But hella
people are racist online.
That is becoming
more
accepted.
No one would do that shit in person. Huh? Wait, you said racism is becoming accepted.
Being racist. No, he's talking about porn.
I'm talking about the porn.
Oh, I thought you said racism becoming more accepted. I was like, wait, whoa, what? No. being racist and being sexist, like, that's like...
Yeah, no, like, being sexist, I see that a lot.
So, like go on, like, spreading any, hate?
Go on, like, any female athlete's, like, Instagram, I guarantee you there's, like, thousands of, like, get back in the kitchen, you stupid bitch, like, blah, yeah, blah, blah, facts, blah, blah, facts, blah. Facts, but, like, facts. In person, the person's not saying shit to whoever that person is. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you're definitely right. I definitely agree with that. Was that the question you said you wanted to write down, Alex?
No, this was a variation of the other question, I thought, because the other question was, like, not... It wasn't as good as this one.
Any other closing thoughts? Alex, do you have something to say? I would cry, bro. I would cry of laughter. I'm sorry.
I guess just be ready for more content.
Talk to him.
We definitely got, well, obviously, the production upgrade with the cameras and the new mics and everything. Mm.
Talk your shit.
So, we'll definitely, huh?
Go ahead. I just distorted in his ear.
I thought Jack said something.
I like...
He said, my ears are bleeding.
Oh, okay. Well, in any case, obviously, we're just gonna bring back the same flair from season one, but with just, like, production upgrade, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Max. Also, we might be doing some more casual stuff on, I don't know, we haven't talked about this with you, Jack, but we wanted to, like, start rooms on a locker room. I don't know if you're down for that, but we were talking about doing that. So, might see us on there. If you do, hop on in. It's a free app, iOS, locker room, two words. You know, follow us up, give us some gems, you know what I'm saying? I will take the gems. Jack has yet to follow me back on Locker Room, so I'm depressed. But
follow you back on Locker Room? I haven't even opened the app.
Damn.
Wait, what's Locker Room?
I am depressed. Locker Room, the app, the fucking thing where you talk to people.
Oh! Yeah, 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 Locker Room. Yeah.
I'll be so we're talking about that. For sure. Yeah, so, like I said, still depressed. This nigga hasn't called me back.
Locker Room is like Discord, but for like sports. So you can just like join in pretty much whenever you want to talk.
I haven't talked to you guys about this, but like real talk, I was thinking like we should start like an OnlyFans type shit. And then like we could do like special episodes like of us, but like a little different. You know what I'm saying?
This fucking nigga, bro. Is so sharp, bruh. Let's get it, bruh. I think that's everything. Make sure to like and subscribe if you're seeing this on YouTube and seeing our faces. Hello, this is us behind the recorders. We'll be on here permanently on YouTube. We won't take it down like we did last time. Audio listeners, if you would like to join us on Locker Room and talk to us, when we get that started, we will let you know. Probably by next podcast is when we have like a more detailed plan, because like we said we didn't even tell Jack about this. So once we have a more detailed plan, we'll update you guys. And with that, thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Bye.